everybody. Emergency edition of Can I Get a Podcast? I am Jeffrey Cooperstein alongside my good friend and co-host Chris Gross. There has been breaking news in the last hour or so. The Mavericks have traded for Kristaps Porzingis of the Knicks, along with a couple other players we'll get to later. But, Chris, it's been a crazy whirlwind of an afternoon.
Something I totally was not expecting, and it's funny because closing out our Mavericks broadcast last night, Mike Peasley, our Mavericks insider, said, "I'd be surprised to see Dennis Smith Jr. go before the trade deadline next week." And he's coming off a triple-double last night, and you're like...
Against the New York Knicks.
Yes, and you're just like, you know, I can see where Dennis has a place on this team. You have a night where Luka doesn't have a great night. You can make Dennis the guy, and you're good to go. And then less than 24 hours later, he's gone.
And there was a tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski earlier in the day that said, I believe there was like 5 or 6 teams that had inquired about Porzingis, and the Mavs were not one of them.
Yeah.
It was like the Raptors, the Clippers, and there were a few other teams in there. And then I'm sitting there playing Fortnite, and I look down at my phone, and I see Dallas and New York have agreed in principle to send Kristaps Porzingis, and I freaked out, Chris. I freaked out.
Yeah, I think, as you told me earlier, you almost hyperventilated.
No, not almost.
You were hyperventilating.
Yes, I was.
So you might, if it was any more exciting, you might be in the hospital.
Possible.
Like, if you knew that Porzingis was going to suit up on Saturday or whenever they play next, you might have died.
I would be sick from work, yes.
So let's talk about it. Kristaps Porzingis is now a Maverick. Just initial reaction. We'll talk about what they gave up, who else is coming, just Porzingis is a Mav. What are your thoughts?
Wow, man, it's really awesome. The whole thing, and I think what's crazy is, like, Luka, Porzingis, and Dirk are kind of like a triangle. Because they're all from Europe. Porzingis' idol is Dirk. And Dirk and Luka and Kristaps are boys. Last night at halftime, you saw them having a conversation and dapping each other up. And now Kristaps is coming here to Dallas. So it's a pretty crazy trade. They got another star to go with Luka. Reports sounding like that Porzingis is going to take the qualifying offer, which means he'll be an unrestricted free agent after next season. So they have a summer and they have a whole season to get it right and hopefully, you know, start contending.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think now he's dealing with the injury.
Yep.
So he hasn't played at all this year. We'll see if he gets on the court at all. Do you think he'll play any more this year?
I have no idea what his situation is. I haven't really kept up with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad earlier, just really quick reaction. He said that hopefully, this is based on nothing, but he said hopefully that he'll play 10, 15 games, get the knee right, make sure everything's healthy, and go into the offseason being able to, you know, have a normal offseason.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. This is going to be, I like Kristaps, his ability. He's a big man, but he's athletic.
He's an athletic big man. You can play him at the 4 or the 5. Really good shot blocker. He can stretch out. He can shoot the 3. His nickname is the Unicorn. You're getting a 7. I think he's like 7'3".
Yeah, I think 7'3".
You're getting a special player to pair with your already special player in Luka.
If you know nothing else, just the comparisons to Dirk that he gets show how special of a player he is. I think he is a good player that's going to mesh well with Luka.
Yes, it's going to work well.
And that's what you have to start building your franchise around. From here going forward, it is about Luka Doncic.
Absolutely.
And it's who can play with Luka, who can mesh. We've seen that, look, him and DSJ, they don't work out. And unfortunately, you used a first-round pick on Dennis, and he was your guy last year. Unfortunately, you just got someone better.
It is what it is, man. What's crazy, like we said earlier, Dennis had a triple-double last night against the team he just got traded to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been well-publicized. Even LeBron said it. You know, Dennis Smith Jr. should be a Knick. All the Knicks fans are, you know, criticizing their front office for taking Frank Ntilikina over Dennis Smith. Well, they finally got Dennis Smith, yeah, even though they should have had him last year.
And so I like the move from a pure basketball perspective of getting Porzingis. He's going to be able to play well with Luka. That's two good players that you have going forward that you can start your franchise around.
And we can get into kind of the meat and potatoes of the trade here. They got another good player in Tim Hardaway Jr. Tim Hardaway Jr. is like, he's a two guard. He's averaging 19.3 a game, shooting 35% from 3. I think that's an upgrade from Wes Matthews. And I think that, you know, they're getting Courtney Lee too, who can also come off the bench and be a nice piece. The Mavs made out really well here.
They did. And from the basketball perspective, the Mavs clearly got the better end of the deal as New York was trying to clear up cap space.
Yes, they're trying to go get Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving,
make room for a big-time free agent.
Yes.
And I like what you said. Look, you're getting the Knicks' leading scorer in Tim Hardaway
Absolutely.
Jr. So that's a win. I like the pieces they're getting. But more importantly than that, I'm not really super sad about the pieces they're losing. I think
losing Dennis hurts, but it'll be.
But you know what?
It's okay.
Out of the three that went with Dennis, Wes Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan, we knew that there were rumors with Dennis, and
yes.
that if it wasn't before the trade deadline, by the time the summer came,
he was
probably gone.
Yep.
So putting that aside, look, DeAndre was not going to be back next
no.
year. This was a stopgap piece. It was a tried out, and you know what? Hey, it's just not working here. With DeAndre. And so he's moving on. You're getting rid of Wesley Matthews. You got to give Wesley Matthews props because
he stuck it out, man. You know, Wesley was, he came in 2015 after the
yeah.
DeAndre saga part one. And, you know, he wasn't warmly welcomed by the fans at all. He wasn't warmly welcomed to the city. People thought he was overpaid. I was one of those people who thought he was overpaid. But, man, he stuck it out. You know, that the organization loved him. He was a leader in the locker room. He was a great guy in the community. So, yes, absolutely props to Wes Matthews. Wish him the best of luck in New York.
But from a pure on-court basketball perspective, look, he was hot last night. But you just don't get those games very
That's
often.
That's what it is. Yeah, he's either really hot, he's going to go, you know, 5 of 6 from 3, or he's going 0 of 6 from 3. And it was very frustrating watching him play, obviously. It's not like he was trying to be bad,
yeah.
you know. But yeah, it just didn't work out.
He seems like a perfect Nick to me because he is a guy who will make, like, one open 3 and feel like he's Steph Curry.
Well, the yes, absolutely. But the rumors here are that DeAndre Jordan and Wes Matthews are likely buyout candidates.
Okay.
And I believe I saw that you have to be bought out by March 1st in order to be eligible for the playoffs. So both of those guys probably going to be on different teams heading into the postseason.
Again, just super interesting the way the NBA works. Just super weird about the buyouts and that kind of stuff. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We are reacting to the Kristaps Porzingis trade. Dennis Smith Jr. on his way to New York. Kristaps Porzingis on his way to Dallas. You're not going to see any of these guys tonight as they play in Detroit.
No, you may see them by Saturday.
You're going to have a very bare bones.
And with all the weather out up in the East, who knows
yeah.
what's going to happen. But
yeah.
Yes, tonight, I don't expect the Mavericks to win the game tonight. I'll put it that way, against the Detroit Pistons.
So let's do a little looking forward.
Yes, please.
You mentioned this to me, and I thought this was an interesting discussion. Now, do you try and tank and get that first-round pick back?
Man, it is a super, super interesting scenario. I looked it up. They are about, give or take, they're about 7 games ahead of the bottom, ahead of the 5th worst record in the league.
Which you have to be in the bottom 5.
Yes, they have to be in the bottom 5 to keep their first round pick. And even so, you have the lottery that doesn't guarantee it. So I don't think they should tank. I think they might try and make a playoff run at it this year. If you don't get it, maybe you get some lottery luck. But it's an interesting scenario. I think it's something they're going to think about. But, you know, that's just not in the Mavericks DNA. That's not Mark Cuban, Rick Carlisle. That's I don't think it's going to happen.
But Cuban was the one telling them to tank last year.
Yeah, well, because they had no future, and they needed to get that high pick. They don't need this high pick now.
I guess you're right with Luka Doncic
yes.
going forward. What, looking ahead like 5 years, I see, look, Luka Doncic is a superstar already.
Yes.
And if he's not, he's right on the cusp of being that. And adding Kristaps Porzingis is only going to help. The one thing about this team is their inability to get free agents. And I think this was a move to kind of address that because they have never had any luck getting the big fish.
They have not.
And if you, hey, you know, looking at what they did today, hey, if you think you can't go out and get one,
go
trade for one.
Absolutely.
But looking 5 years down the line, I think this is going to be a good team. Like we said, we don't know what Porzingis is going to do.
Yeah. So like we said, you know, he has the summer. He's likely to sign that qualifying offer to become unrestricted the following summer. But the Athletic's Shams Charania reported about 2 minutes ago that Porzingis is incredibly fond of Dirk and Luka, and the Mavericks have confidence they will be able to keep him. Which, I mean, which is always said, you know, when you trade for a guy who is close, soon to be a free agent.
Right.
But
you're not getting a, you know, a one-year guy where you get him for the rest of the year and he's gone.
Yes.
You get one extra year, but to give up Dennis Smith Jr. for a guy and a first-round pick in the future.
I think that first-round pick, when it's all said and done, will be pretty irrelevant.
Especially if, look, like I said, 5 years down the line, you have Luka and you have Porzingis and you've got Maxi Kleber.
Maxi's, hey, don't sleep on Maxi. He brings some stuff to the table. Another interesting thing about this contract is the Mavericks did take on some salary for next year. Courtney Lee is at $12 million. Tim Hardaway Jr. is about $19 million. And I think Porzingis' qualifying offer will be around $6 to $8 million. So they took on about $35 million in cap for next season. I believe they had about 60-ish to spare. So it hampers them a little bit in free agency next year, but they'll have a chance to go get somebody else.
So they're not going to have any money to bring Dirk back, is what you're saying?
Nah, I don't. Yeah, probably not. Dirk might be done.
So Dirk's going to play in Golden State, is that what you're saying, next year?
That's not what I'm saying.
So, any other thoughts, Jeffrey? I think we've laid things out pretty good here.
Man, I'm just super excited to see that the Mavericks are making moves out here. For the people who think that Donnie Nelson and Mark Cuban are bad front office people, goodbye.
The other thing is that's interesting is the Mavs have made themselves interesting.
Yes, no, the Mavs are nationally relevant now. I didn't even get to mention that Trey Burke is coming back in this deal. He's an expiring contract, but Trey Burke, one of the greatest college basketball runs in the tournament of all time.
It's the Mavericks starting with last year with Dennis Smith Jr. They really put themselves on the map. People were interested in Dennis. And now everywhere, like last night, they were teasing to SportsCenter. Luka didn't even have a good night last night, but they were, come, you know, check out what Luka did in his first night at the Garden. Even when Luka doesn't have a good night, he's interesting,
man,
and people care.
It's Luka mania. He leads SportsCenter almost every night now.
Yeah.
It's incredible. There was another really good tweet I saw from Fast Break Breakfast earlier today. Dallas had the fifth pick in the 2018 draft and almost no other positive assets and somehow ended up with Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. How incredible is that? And that's true. Dennis Smith Jr. was, and, you know, draft picks were their only assets, and they ended up with these two superstars. I don't want to say Luka yet or Kristaps yet, but they're destined.
They are, and I'd be surprised if they didn't go that way.
Yes, absolutely. So the Mavs made out like bandits, basically, these past, you know, 10 months.
Give me just to wrap things up here, your one word, if you had to sum up your one word reaction to the trade.
Exciting. It's an exciting time to be, you know, to be a Maverick fan. Absolutely.
I think that's a good way to wrap it up. The trade is exciting. This is Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter. I'm at Chris's Gross, Chris with a K. He's JCoopJR27.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back next week with another exciting edition of Can I Get a Podcast? And hey, just a reminder, if you're hearing, listening to this before Saturday, join us 2 to 4 p.m. on 103.3 FM ESPN. We will be getting more into this trade.
We're going to talk with Mavericks insider Mike Peasley about this trade.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to you about this trade, too. So we'll have you guys, we'll open the phones, have you guys call in.
Yeah.
And we'll have some fun with it.
So we're looking forward to Saturday. Be with us then. But until then, this is another quick, an emergency edition of Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.